Good morning, everybody. My name is Sorla Kates, and I'm so glad to be here today. Wow, 2019 is here. I think this is the third week to the month, January. I know most of you have written down all your resolutions or goals, because I think resolution is a tough term to use. And I thought, wow, it's a good time to start this podcast. I've been procrastinating for the longest time, since the beginning of 2018, and I thought this is a good time to start it. Really, I have nothing ordered, like to say, I have nothing written down to say. I just wanted us to have a conversation. Okay, not really have a conversation, because I know you're on the other side. I'm here by myself. And for me, with this podcast, it's just to share simple thoughts with you, ensuring that we unwrap ourselves this year, be it you as a female, mostly you as a female, and the men who will be listening in, just knowing how we can unwrap ourselves to discover who we are, for people to know who we are, and even understanding how to best impact the world. Not even really the world. I have come to understand that even that impacting the world, okay, you don't have to impact the world as an individual. You can impact the world as an individual, but you don't have to put so much pressure on yourself to impact the world. Start small. Start from where you were. That's what impact does, because it now has a ripple effect. If you hear this podcast and you feel that it's positive to you, then there's a probability you'll share it with your friend. And then your friend will share it with your friend, and the other friend and the other friend. And then that's the ripple effect I'm talking about. And before you know it, so many people have listened to it. So many people have been blessed by it. And I didn't really publish it in another country. I just published it in Kenya. And now you as a Kenyan, or you, whoever you were, you've listened to it and you feel like, yeah, I love what I've had and I will share it with somebody else. And this is basically it. Impacting doesn't have to be on a global scale, or impacting doesn't have to be on a national scale for you as an individual. If you have the capacity, I mean, sister, go. Brother, go ahead and impact the nation. But if you think that it's too much for you to think of you impacting the nation as a big thing, or is too heavy, then think around your area, your society, your community. Not even around your community, I mean around your friends. What is it that is a problem, and what solution do you think you can bring to the table? And that's how a business are birthed. That's how great ideas are birthed. That's how impacting starts and changing the society starts. It doesn't start by you sitting in an office somewhere, cracking your head trying to figure out the next big idea. No. It's actually the simple thought. You identifying a problem and finding a solution to it. So those are some of the conversations I want us to have in this podcast. Very simple, bite-sized thoughts. Chewable, and something that you can chew on and also think about. Wait for a week. We meet again here and talk about something else. Sorry, my throat has an issue. So yeah, imagine I feel like I've exhausted everything, but I haven't, because there's so much we can talk around this particular topic. For me, this year, 2019, this being January, I thought it would be good for me to start understanding who I am. Start there. Who am I? What am I called to do? How do I accomplish that? And what obstacle do I anticipate, or what obstacle am I currently facing? And let me tell you, one of the main obstacles that we highly, highly, highly face is resistance. And that's resistance within ourselves. Resistance to do things, and I think to go for your dreams. And I think resistance is basically you trying, it's self trying to protect itself from just shame, failure, disappointments. That's what resistance does. And resistance is fueled by fear. And people normally say there's nothing like fear. Fear is non-existent. It's just a certain perception that we have in our minds that, oh, this is what is going to happen to me if I don't do this certain thing. So that's what people say, that fear is just a state of your mind. You can actually conquer it. You can actually overcome it and actually go ahead and achieve your dreams. And the main things that I've achieved, I can say within the first 2 weeks of January, is just saying, you know what? What's the worst that can happen? If I try this and it fails, I mean, at least I tried. And like just saying, I will do. And then the fear within me just says, oh, you can't do it. Just don't follow on it. Just leave it at that. And I'm like, no. That's not how things work. I have decided to just dive in. If I think this is a good place to be in, if I think this is a great idea to follow up on, I'll go for it. I'll just, not that I'll go for it blindly. There's also the aspect of wisely writing down your structure, how you want to achieve things, how do you want to move from point A to point B, from B to C, until you get to your Z, or if your last point is B, then just having so many different ways of doing A to B. And something else that you need to consider is not to dwell so much on the structure, such that you waste so much time there and you forget to actually work on the dream itself, like getting into the flesh of what you want to do. Executing dreams or executing plans or executing ideas is time consuming, is overwhelming, is actually tiring. And at the same time, it you invest a lot of emotions to your idea. You invest a lot of money if you need capital to start. You invest a lot of love to it. I mean, you give so much of yourself to your idea. And I think that's why when people fail, then they think, oh God, there's nothing more to it. There's nothing to me, man. This is all me. I am done. I don't think I can amount to anything. But that's not what the resistance within you do. It's just trying to protect you from such emotional failures, emotional disappointments, whereby you've invested so much in your work, invested so much in your business, you invested so much in your idea, such that when it doesn't work out as you had planned it to work out, you give up, you throw in the towel, you decide no, you go in and have a pity party, you know. And it doesn't work like that. There are so many people who've tried ideas, they failed, went to the next, did it, or somebody else just did the same idea, worked on it over and over and over again until it worked. I know of guys, I've seen people online that have worked on their ideas, like this rocket scientist guy. I think he was launching a rocket. He did it like 3 times using his own finances, and I don't know if it's the 4th or the 5th one that he said if the 3rd one didn't work, he didn't have enough money to launch the 4th rocket. I think the 4th rocket, actually, or the 5th, I can't remember well. But he said even the people who, his predecessors, people who went before him, when he told them about, when they heard about him and his rocket idea, his rocket dream, they'd actually condemn him. They're like, oh no, they weren't supporting the idea. And him within him says, I'm like, wow, if my predecessors are saying this, people who've gone before me in this area, what then am I, how then am I going to even to accomplish this if I don't even have the support of people who've been there before me? But he said, you know what? I don't care. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do with what I feel within myself, what I feel that... And you know what? Let me finish that point first. What I feel within myself to accomplish it. And he went ahead. And I think the 3rd one really worked. It launched successfully. And from there, he became this renowned person. I can't remember his name, but I've read his story or I've watched his micro video on social media. And what I wanted to say before, when I said let me finish this fast, is feeling. When we say feeling, there's more to a feeling. People say it's like my gut feeling tells me to follow up on this particular idea. My gut feeling tells me to follow up on this particular relationship. My gut feeling tells me to work onto this marriage. You know what? I am a believer. And as believers, if you have a good relationship with God, your thoughts are informed by Him. And actually, the guide that He gave us, and that's the Holy Spirit, He informs us. Sometimes you think that it is you who thought of a way to do, of a particular way to do something, but actually, it's the Holy Spirit who whispered some things to you on how to do it. The Spirit of God guides you into the right paths, into where you have a greater chance to achieving things. And when I say a greater chance to achieving things, that means there are obstacles on the way, because there sin exists in the world. And I mean, no one is always there for you. No one has all the best intentions for you in the world. Nobody. Not everybody does. And now with such an idea or such a space of mind, there's a way that the Holy Spirit just guides you. And if you have that in your mind and you know that He's holding your hands and is moving with you and He's guiding you to achieve what you want to achieve, then you are assured of something at the end of it. Despite the failures, you are still encouraged. Despite the disappointment, you're still strengthened. I mean, you're fortified to achieve the end goal of what you want to get. And normally it's not for us. It's not for us to have that good feeling within ourselves. Oh yes, I've achieved. Look at how people have received or accepted the big ideas, the successful people in this world. It's not how they made themselves feel or what they made for themselves. It's what they made for other people. Like, look at Apple. They have created a certain community. When you have an app, for them, they want you to have, it's a community. They're selling a communal idea that when you buy this phone, then you can have a MacBook, then you can have this, you can have this. Everything is interconnected. I mean, and then you feel good about yourself. These are things they've created. He didn't create it for himself. He created for people. Same things. Even the best ideas that we've bought, that we are so fascinated about, it's because of the impact that it has to the world, to other people. It's not particularly to the individual who created it. Yes, it might also have an impact to them. And I think that's even how they came up with the idea. But for them, they saw a problem first and ran with it. So I want us to be in this mind space this January, even as we about to go into February, is for us to just, or for you, to just be in that space. If you're thinking, oh God, what am I meant to do? Who am I in this space? What is my voice in this area? What am I supposed to do? The best place to start at is, first of all, knowing who you are, understanding your identity, unwrapping yourself, you know, not being in a hurry and unwrapping yourself. I mean, you won't be done unwrapping yourself by the end of January. Year in, year out, you still unwrap yourself. I am a married woman, and I've been married now I'm now into my third year. And I wouldn't have thought that 3 years into it, I wouldn't have fully known my husband. You know, I'd think that I know him in and out. But guess what? I really do not know him that well or that much. Every day is a surprise. There's something new about him that I get to discover. There's a way he responds to certain situations and I'm like, wow, are you my husband? That's how you respond to things. Oh my goodness. Aha. There are different ways on how he expresses his emotions. And I'm like, wow, I didn't know you expressed it like that. Express it like that. Ugh, I don't know why. My tongue is rolling differently today. But anyway, so yeah, as in, same to self. You will never fully unwrap yourself. But you know what? It's a beautiful journey to go into. Like, today you learn something about yourself. You learn how you react to certain situation. You learn how to react to when you're offended. You're like, oh, actually, this is how I react when I'm offended. I tend to withdraw, or I tend to get pissed off and I want to hit the wall and I want to break glasses. That's how I respond. So you know who you are, you know what is negative, what is positive, and how you respond to things, and start working on them. So you are now aware of yourself And like, you know, there are so many levels of self, the known self, the unknown self, the other self that people know about you that you do not know. As in, there's so many levels too. I think there are four. I really can't remember them well. But you, whatever stage you are in, it's good. I want us to be in that space of mind where now you are deliberate in understanding yourself. You're deliberate in knowing who you are. You're deliberate in actually, at the back of your mind, seeing what you're doing. What are you up to? As in, literally putting into record in your mind or in your head, or you can even write it in a journal. In a journal, how you respond to things or who I am. I have discovered this about myself. You write it down. And now you, slowly by slowly, you tend to know who you are. You tend to discover how you respond to things. You tend to discover how you're configured. You tend to discover, oh, I think I'm perfectly fit here. Da, 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 yada, yada. All those things. So don't rush it. I think that's my assignment after this first podcast, is just for you to be in that space of, I want to know myself. I just want to learn. You see how you open a book and you want to learn about a particular topic? Is it parenthood? Is it marriage? Is it relationship? The same way. Like, be your own book of learning who you are. And I'm not going to lie to you that you're going to understand that by yourself. Again, I'm going to put this, I'm a believer. And I know I was created by God, and He has all the blueprint about who I am, what I'm meant to be, how am I supposed to live in this world, what am I supposed to achieve, my purpose, my impact here. So I wouldn't go on that journey by myself, because I can only do a lot. But with Him, friends, with God, there's so much that you're going to achieve. There's so much that you're going to know beyond your own imagination, because there's going to be wisdom. So there's going to be knowledge that you'll have about yourself that God has given unto you. You're going to have wisdom on how to activate yourself the way He has configured you. You're going to have an understanding of how you interact, of how you are meant to impact the society, where you are, with the people you are with. Is it your family? Is it your friends? Is it your community? Is it at the workplace? You're going to have an understanding of how you've been placed. So those three levels will be perfectly meshed if you have the Spirit of God within you, if you have the Holy Ghost as your guidance, as your guide, you know. Again, I say it, knowledge, you'll have knowledge of who you are, you know, and then you'll have wisdom on how to unravel the knowledge that you've been given, the knowledge of who you are, how to carry yourself. And then you have the understanding exactly of your impact, your purpose, your step-by-step, how you're supposed to do things. I mean, some of these ideas that are in our minds that, oh God, I have this magnificent idea that I want to be an interior designer. And you're like, oh, where do I even start? Where did that even thought come from? And deep down within you, there's that passion for interior design. There's that passion. You're just drawn to seeing carpets, matching seats with carpets, matching cabinets, matching colors, utensils in the kitchen. I mean, it's, you're just drawn to some of those things. And you're like, wow, I think it will be a fantastic thing to just accumulate all these things and just become an interior designer. It's actually within you. And that's how you start now putting things together. If you unwrap yourself poly, you will now understand, wow, this is who I am. This is how I'm responding to things. And this is now my purpose. And this is what I want to follow on to. And the more you follow on to that, you follow that, the more you are unwrapped. The more you bloom. The more you have more impact. And the more you are happy with yourself. The more you are fulfilled, not even with materialistic achievements or even money, by yourself. You're satisfied with who you are. You are happy where you are. You are actually wowed by who you are, you know, by who you're called to be. You're wowed by that idea. You're not even an idea, the reality of who you are and what you're meant to be. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this first podcast. I hope you've learned something. More is yet to come. I said, as I began earlier, I hadn't written down any pointers. I just decided, let's talk. Simple Thoughts with Soyla Curtis, Unwrapping Yourself. You can actually follow me on across all my social media platform at Laetitia, that is Instagram, Facebook, Soyla Curtis 4, and Twitter at Laetitia. See you next week. Bye-bye.